From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. A confrontation, another, between migrants and Macedonian forces. Macedonian police have fired tear gas and stun grenades at a crowd of migrants trying to climb a fence on its border with Greece. Reports say about 30 people were in the group trying to scale a fence Wednesday at the closed Idomeni border crossing in northern Greece. The incident came after similar clashes on Sunday at the same place when police fired tear gas, stun grenades, rubber bullets, and water cannon at a group of migrants, leaving scores injured. Sunday, someone had scattered notices throughout the camp, spreading a rumor that the border was open. Greek authorities accused the Macedonians of overreacting and is investigating where the false flyers came from. Thousands of migrants are housed in the muddy Idomeni camp where living conditions are poor and violence often breaks out. Hundreds have already volunteered to evacuate the camp by way of buses, which will transport them to reception centers elsewhere in Greece. Belgian prosecutors say three people detained in the investigation into the attacks that killed 130 victims in Paris in November have been freed after extensive interrogation. None of the three was charged. The Belgian federal prosecutor's office said that Wednesday in a statement. The three were taken into custody during a police search in the Brussels district of Uccle on Tuesday. Belgian authorities have not said what they were looking for or what they may have found. Brussels was home to many of the attackers who struck the French capital November 13th with suicide bombings and volleys of assault weapons fire. According to Belgian and French investigators, the same cell was behind the suicide bombings at the Brussels airport and subway. VOA News. The UN envoy for Syria will host a delegation from the main opposition group as indirect peace talks involving envoys from President Bashar al-Assad's government resume in Geneva. Stefan de Mistura and members of opposition High Negotiations Committee were to speak to reporters after Wednesday's start of the third round of talks that began in February but have been suspended twice for breaks. A government delegation is expected to arrive in the coming days for the proximity talks, in which the two sides meet separately with de Mistura, but with no face-to-face meeting between delegations. Meanwhile, Assad's government is holding parliamentary elections in government-controlled areas of Syria. Critics insist the elections are illegitimate, largely because the five-year war has driven millions of Syrians from their homes, leaving them unable to vote. Australia has sent its largest ever trade delegation to China. The mission focusing on agriculture as Australia's economy adapts to the end of a long mining boom. From Sydney, Phil Mercer has more.
This week, 1,000 business people from Australia will visit 150 locations across China to seek out new opportunities offered by the free trade agreement between the two countries. Agriculture is a key focus of the largest trade delegation Australia has ever sent to China. The Minister for Trade and Investment, Stephen Chobo, says China offers a wealth of opportunities.
What we want to do is grow Australian exports, grow Australian opportunities for investment. And if we do that successfully, we know that we'll drive jobs and growth in the Australian economy.
Australian government researchers are predicting that China will account for 43% of global growth in agricultural demand by 2050. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
A judge has ruled against a gay couple in China's first same-sex marriage case that attracted several hundred supporters to the courthouse Wednesday in a landmark moment for the country's emerging LGBT rights movement. The court in the central city of Changsha dismissed the suit brought against the local civil affairs bureau for refusing to issue the couple a marriage registration certificate. The couple's lawyer, Shi Fu Long, said he expected the judge would rule against them, but not so soon, within just a few hours. He said it goes against the spirit of the laws of the People's Republic of China. The plaintiff, Sun Wenlin, said he would appeal until he exhausts all legal options. The lawsuit comes amid growing awareness of lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender issues in China, where society and the government have generally frowned on non-traditional expressions of gender and sexuality. I'm Ira Melman, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.